seeking, coming to the end of seeking. Seeking implies future. Seeking, even seeking to understand more. I need to understand more about spirituality. I need to understand more about Buddhism. I need to understand more about Advaita. What are they really talking about? You don't need to understand more. You've understood enough for you to have come here. Any further, it's just the mind trying to get back. I need some more knowledge. I can't quite work out what stillness is. If you explain a bit more, perhaps I can get there. Is your concept of stillness the same as the Buddha's concept? You could do a PhD. Stillness in spirit, the world religions, 400 pages. And then you become the world expert on stillness. And perhaps, if it's all, it was all mind, the world expert on honey who has never tasted honey. Quite possible. You could be the world expert on honey without ever, because it's all concepts. So we are tasting, not just tasting the honey. We are the honey. So a state of consciousness arises in which thinking plays very much a secondary role. It may come in occasionally for this or that. Your sense of who you are, of being, has nothing to do anymore with any thought in your head about who you are story. So your history is fine, it's just things that happened to this form. You don't need to say, I'm trying to forget my history. Burn your photo albums. No need. It's just no identification. That's just so-and-so, my ex-husband, my ex-wife, photo. No longer seeking, the self seeking to strengthen itself through identification with your history. That was my ex, what he did to me, I'll never forget. Let me tell you about it. That means seeking a stronger sense of self through the history, then the history becomes the story and becomes the me. So it's the self-seeking in your past goes, and it's just past, no problem in it whatsoever. Self-seeking in future goes, then future is only practical relevance to your life. I'm booking a flight for next month, so and so. That's how future works, it's fine. No self-seeking in it. I'm booking this flight, it will take me to such and such a place, and when I get there, I will find the answer, the fulfillment. So, all that self-seeking goes to strengthen the sense of self artificially. And that means just you are yourself already, and you, as you always were, now. And maybe the mind can, who am I then? step beyond the edge of understanding, allow this moment to be the stillness. You are not condemned from now on to permanent inactivity or passivity in stillness. At first it's good as it arises. Let it arise in an environment that is conducive to stillness. Although sometimes it arises in people by itself or accidentally in an environment that looks totally non-conducive to stillness. That's the other way, that's the way through suffering, as it happened to me. The stillness suddenly arose out of dreadful mental noise and resistance. And here, this is another way, not through suffering. Suffering has played its part because it's taken you here, and it's been good. And this is a voluntary embracing of that, not to be pushed and kicked into the kingdom of heaven. Life would do that to you anyway eventually, so there's no need. But it takes time. This saves time, removes time, and as it removes time, it also removes suffering. So you can get to the end of suffering through time and further suffering until there's a self-destruction of the egoic entity when it has created so much misery for itself that it cannot exist anymore and it self-destructs. Or you've had enough suffering to come here, and the eternal message of all spiritual teachings is you don't need to suffer anymore. And the greater your suffering has been, or if you're sitting here and feel you've come here with a burden of suffering, perhaps physical, some dreadful situation, or not knowing how much more time you have as this form, not quite knowing. Nobody knows. Let's just go into very deep yes. And the worse your suffering up to this point, the deeper your yes will have to be, and the greater the opportunity. It can happen that the yes uttered once can be so deep that the no never returns.